This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dentistry Information, Health News, and Oral Health channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Roshana Vora, a leading general dentist in Massachusetts. Dr. Vora will speak with us about how to handle dental emergencies, and we can't get enough information on that. Dr. Vora, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great and really appreciate your coming out today as you've wound your day down. Now, tell us, what are the different types of dental emergencies, which is a great place to start today?
Yeah, so I wanted to start talking about dental emergencies and kind of how to manage them. The most common types of dental emergencies that we see on a daily basis in our office could be a toothache. That's the most common one, or a broken tooth, a lost dental filling or a crown that came off. Some patients come in with dental abscesses, or it could be something as simple as something getting stuck between your teeth that can eventually become a dental emergency.
So, Dr. Vora, what should one do if a tooth breaks or breaks off?
So teeth are generally remarkably strong, but they chip or break. You could be biting in, down into something hard, or it could be from being hit in the face, some form of trauma. Or it could just be cavities that led to the tooth becoming weak and breaking. So a couple of things, you can do. Unfortunately, there's no way to treat a broken tooth at home. You do need to see your dentist right away. And your dentist can figure out if the break was caused by a cavity and if the tooth's nerve is in danger. A broken tooth can generally be fixed with a filling or a crown. If the nerve is damaged, you might need a root canal, which can be a little bit more extensive. But until you get to the dentist's office, there's a couple of things you can do at home to address the issue. First is rinse your mouth with warm water. If you apply pressure to the area, if there's any bleeding, that'll stop the bleeding. You can apply ice to the area where the tooth's broken. This will reduce the swelling and also relieve the pain. If you can't see your dentist right away, a good thing to do is to cover the tooth with a temporary dental cement. And you can find that in any drugstore, and that will kind of keep the tooth in order till you can see your dentist. And just the last one is taking some over-the-counter pain medication just to relieve any discomfort you might have till you get to your dentist.
Also, what should one do in case of a toothache?
So things to do in case of a toothache. Toothaches generally occur when the sensitive central portion of the tooth, which we call the pulp, becomes inflamed. And this can happen for a variety of reasons. It could be cavities, again, a blow to the tooth, or some form of infection in the gums. Things that you can do in case of a toothache, first, obviously, take a painkiller, such as Tylenol or ibuprofen. It's the best, quickest way to get some pain relief. The second thing is to apply a cold compress. Good thing to remember is don't apply ice directly to the tooth, because this can actually increase your pain, since the teeth inflamed by toothaches are quite sensitive generally to hot and cold temperatures. But it's a good idea to apply a cold compress to the outside of your cheek. Another thing you can do is you can numb the area. Pharmacies will generally carry a numbing gel. And the numbing gel can help ease the throbbing, at least for a couple of hours. You can apply that directly to the affected area, and it should keep you out of pain for a couple of hours. And the last thing you should be doing is, clean your mouth thoroughly. Sometimes it could just be pieces of food that are lodged between your teeth that can start to cause cavities or gingivitis. So floss the area, brush the area, rinse out. Rinsing out generally with warm salt water helps. You just goggle your mouth out and rinse it out. Do that a few times a day, and that should help relieve the toothache temporarily. And obviously, see your dentist as soon as you can.
Super information in all regards. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Roshana Vora, a leading general dentist within the state of Massachusetts, here on eHealth Radio's Dentistry Information, Health News, and Oral Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Vora, what should we do with a lip or gum injury?
So generally trauma to the lips, the tongue, the inside of the mouth are pretty common. You know, a blow to the face can generally crush your lips against your teeth. It can cause bruising and cuts. The symptoms generally would be bruising, swelling, or bleeding off the lip or the tongue. Your dentist or physician will generally ask you what kind of trauma you had. They'll check the area. If the lip is injured, they'll check the teeth and bone for any damage and look for any pieces of chipped tooth. The treatment for this, you know, before you get to your dentist is to rinse your mouth with salt water or a hydrogen peroxide solution. If your lip is swollen or bruised, again, use a cold compress. If there is bleeding, applying pressure with a clean cloth for 5 minutes would generally help. Using ice can also limit the swelling, bleeding, and discomfort. Certain injuries will require treatment by an oral surgeon or a plastic surgeon. It is important to have an experienced surgeon stitch the cuts if there is a deep cut to the area. The mouth does contain a lot of bacteria, so for this reason, an antibiotic is also generally prescribed if you do have any kind of cut to the lip or tongue to prevent infections. And again, get to your dentist as soon as possible to, you know, to see if you would need any stitches or any other further treatment.
And how can we best avoid a dental emergency?
So there's a number of simple precautions that you can take to avoid accidents or injuries to your teeth. One of the biggest reasons for teeth emergencies that we see is sports and recreational activities. So wearing a mouth guard when playing sports or recreational activities would help. A lot of patients chew ice and hard candy, so avoiding chewing ice, popcorn kernels, or hard candy, all of these will actually can crack teeth pretty easily. Some people try to cut things with their teeth. That's not a good thing. Use scissors, never your teeth to cut things. And the last thing is just remember time means everything during a dental emergency. The quicker you can get hold of a dentist, the better chance that you'll have minimized your damage and reduced your pain.
Such practical information and most helpful in all regards, something that we all can put into daily practice and also store away those great tips shared to prevent dental emergencies. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Again, like I said before, I think in case of a dental emergency, there's a lot of things you can do to prevent it. Time is important. It is important to get to your dentist as soon as possible. The worst thing you can do is ignore a dental issue because it will eventually can turn into a dental emergency. So the quicker you can get hold of your dentist, the better. You're going to save yourself a lot of pain and discomfort and, you know, treat it as soon as possible.
Dr. Vora, where can folks be in touch and get more information on your practice there in Massachusetts?
Absolutely. My website is www.arlingtondentalma.com. And my bio will be on there and a lot more information and videos about dental emergencies and everything else that you'd want to know about as far as dentistry.
Once again, Dr. Vora, we really appreciate your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and hopefully we can get you back on for another conversation again right here on eHealth Radio. And happy holidays to you.
Great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Roshana Vora, a leading general dentist in the state of Massachusetts. And for more information and for contact, simply visit arlingtondentalma.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dentistry Information, Health News, and Oral Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.